The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? It is Ralph Sutton and Mr. Big J. Okerson sporting the guns.
Yeah, feel that. Is this a pre-roll?
This is a pre-roll. We are doing the B3. You know why we called it B3? Because we got shut down from Instagram for our content.
Really?
Yeah, so that stands for Butthole Beauty Battle. We have three women coming in, Colm Terrell coming in, and we are going to have the first annual, maybe, Butthole Beauty Battle for Anal Awareness Month. That's why we're doing it. That's why we're here for it.
Because we care.
Because we care. We're doing God's work.
And as medical doctors.
Yeah, and if you use the code SDR, you get 20% off the network, a 7-day free trial, and you hear this episode 5 days early, commercial free. But really, all we care about is spread the love. Tell people to listen to the show.
Spread the butthole.
Spread the butthole. Watch it on YouTube. Anywhere you want to consume the show, consume the butthole. It is the B3 episode with Lucy Sunflower, Honey Bunny, and Jem Jules, as well as Colm Terrell on the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Say, drop the rock. This is a hit show, show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
We're not on, there we go, oh there we go.
Can't hear myself, I'm terrified. Things are scary.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show.
Is it though?
It is, definitely tonight.
Okay.
I am Ralph Sutton, back once again in the studio. It is live on a Wednesday night, which I like that we do these live shows. By the way, I don't know if it's possible. Shannon, could you get a shot into the lounge area and show all the chaos in the lounge? Can you make camera one pivot out to the lounge for a second and show the chaos? Is that possible? Let's see if that's doable. Let's see if they have the technology.
He's giving us the finger.
To send
show
camera one.
Chaos. Jeez.
Camera one. No, that's camera two.
Camera one.
Camera one.
Let's throw it to two.
Camera one.
Shannon, why don't you go ahead and throw it to camera two?
That's not really. You're not really.
Was that's Alex?
It's just Alex. Everybody else. There's nobody else. It's just Alex. Go a little bit to your.
What there, a weird there, thing to film.
I saw a bunch of people. There
hey.
We go. There's one.
That's Honey.
That's Honey. And then maybe there's Lainey about to come in camera. And then a few other people.
That's Lainey, contestant number two in the butthole contest.
They just happened when I walked in. I noticed
that's
it.
That's Lainey's
there we
handler.
Go. And then Jem is walking away. There
open.
We go. Okay, so now what I mean by this is it's starting to feel a little bit like the old SDR show days where people would hang out and drink and have fun and be stupid and silly, and that's what I like.
Yeah, right in time for the Delta variant. Dude.
Right in time for the Delta variant to kick in full gear. A couple of things at the top.
Do these
of
girls
the show?
Know that round three is us coughing into their assholes, and we don't know what we have.
And we're all COVID positive, every one of us. We'll see what happens. We can create a new variant.
No, no, no.
No, it's like
one of us is COVID positive, and we find out through asshole coughs.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm just saying, did you get in the literature?
Yes. They had to sign releases. You know what's great? They all signed the releases. Not one of them read it. You have no idea what's on that thing. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, a couple quick things. Number one, please give us a 5-star review and go to iTunes doing there. You can always follow the live chat if you're a subscriber. I'm going to ask someone to put the AC on because it's already warm and they're going to have three more people in here.
You heating up because I'm wearing a sleeveless shirt today?
That's what it is. You're wearing a sleeveless wrap shirt. So does that mean that you got a wrap shirt and made it sleeveless, or did
yes.
we? Okay,
I made it sleeveless.
We didn't sell a sleeveless wrap shirt.
No, I cut them shits off.
Here's how I think I told you this.
Like
off
my
air.
Hero, Larry the Cable Guy.
Is he
nice?
Is he?
Keep it sleeveless.
Let's say right off the top, Colm Terrell is back in.
Yeah,
get her
done. Get her done.
Thank you, dude, for coming back in. Last time you were here, there was a girl that got very drunk that
from the Green Collar Comedy Tour. Colm Terrell.
The Irish Kings of Comedy.
Is that what the who was the girl that was here last time you were here?
There was a girl called Haley
Dean.
Dean.
Yeah, that guy.
Harley Dean was supposed to come. Lainey said she was sending her to come see a show.
She got really drunk.
Yeah, she's hot.
She is hot, though.
Well, it was the alcohol mixed with whatever else.
She was definitely offering to come home with me and Christine, even though Christine wasn't here. But then I drunkenly, or I heard her drunkenly, I think, offer to leave with pretty much everybody here.
I'll tell you this. She didn't offer me. So.
No, but Shannon, everybody else.
Yeah, I just remember, Shannon, I know you were there for it, and I don't remember, but she pitched a TV show idea to me. That was one of my, I wish we had it recorded, because it was one of my favorite moments.
Oh, because you said, like, that's pretty much like Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty with action figures, and I don't remember.
She said Rick and Morty reads Robot Chicken or something?
Something like that.
And a dinner that Bruno Mars was going to perform at.
Oh, yes. That was it, too. And by the way...
Well, Ralph already put up $25K of his own money on this project.
It sounded good to me. When she was talking about it, it made sense.
I'll stop something you right there.
Something about
your hand on my cock right now. It's really selling this.
He goes, I'm going to stop you. Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah, here's a blank check. You put in what makes sense to you.
Exactly.
I really enjoyed. I'm going to give them a plug off the top of the show.
Yeah.
It is a Dallas novelty. Sent these to me. Walking over with a lifetime supply of booty tape made me really happy.
Why do you believe it's a lifetime supply?
I mean, I don't know how much this is. You're right. I could be long.
I assume it's like one use per box.
I don't think so. I bet you it's multi. I don't.
You think it's rolls?
I bet you it's rolls. I haven't even looked in it yet, but I bet you it's rolls.
No, a little.
I don't know the necessary purpose for this. I get it, obviously, to fuck butt without having to spread the cheeks open, but spreading the cheeks open is part of the fun.
Easy access, maximum exposure.
Sure.
So good.
I got it. Says. But I'm saying your hands can't do that. But this, what I do like about this, one, the reason we're using it today is a fantastic thing.
I think that's
thing.
The reason why they created it.
But for some reason, I would find it hot if my chick was wearing that like during the day in life.
Yeah.
Oh, just to get
like
to
I knew her asshole was just wide open all the time.
Walking around Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
What aisle are you in? You're like, oh, yeah,
I'm in every aisle.
Get that fucking Green Goddess dip, that Green Goddess yogurt dip, you bitch, you open asshole.
But
bitch.
Also, don't you think it's something cool about you having your hands free to do other things and having? Hold on a second. Again, it is easy access and maximum exposure.
I'm not trying to take a shit on the product. I like the product
because you could take an easy shit if you had those on you.
I'll tell you what. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking for taping my... If you told me every day if I took 3 minutes to tape my ass cheeks up and my wiping situation is going to be knocked down to 15, 20 seconds...
Get the damn squatty potty. You're fucking...
Oh, it's going to be great. You know what I miss, by the way?
I'll say it here, and I don't know if they're ever going to become a sponsor, and they probably won't after this. I think Dan Soder has now purchased me 2 squatty potties through time, or I bought one, and then he got me another one. It doesn't work. I don't know what it is.
No good? What works for me...
I don't get it.
Let me tell you 2 things.
I get what it's supposed to do, but it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It just makes me feel weird. While I feel like I'm taking a shit and hugging my knees.
As the oldest man in the room by far.
Yes.
One thing that makes a huge difference, I cannot
believe... Indoor plumbing. You're saying don't take indoor plumbing for granted? Plumbing. Yeah. All right, Ralph. I know. We're not frontiersmen like you.
Taking a fiber pill will shock the difference out of you of how much shit comes out of you. It's amazing.
Fiber pill.
Just take a fiber pill. One fiber pill a day... You will be. I never feel anything.
Here's the thing. Do I want to? I don't know if I want to rock a few times a day, though. I like to blow it out.
But it's all
late morning.
It's amazing how much comes out. I was shocked from just taking a fiber pill a day. Number one. Number two, which you can do in your old house, you couldn't. Nothing better than a bidet.
Right.
You need a bidet. That nothing feels cleaner than a bidet. Like I miss a bidet whenever I travel.
Why don't you buy me one, Daddy?
I'll get you one. I'll buy you my favorite bidet. Nice.
I call you Daddy.
I like it. That's fucking turning me on. You and all the girls out there can call me Daddy. All five of you.
Those bitches better not call you Daddy. You want to see a cat fight? I'm all teeth and nails tonight. I'll take their fucking nips off.
The lady's gone a bidet before this competition. There's a bidet.
There's a bidet in the bathroom. They want it to bidet.
I hope there's a pre-bidet, post-bidet.
I'd like to discuss the thing for today on like what... Do we know what we're judging on here?
Yeah, I'll explain everything.
This came up on Bonfire, and these were my suggestions I put out.
This is what you do, by the way. Let me explain to everyone.
Yeah.
I send 15 emails to Jay. Mm-hmm. This is what we're doing. These are my proposed ideas. Please get back to me. And when he does, is live on the air 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Do you never open one of those things? No.
I start peeking. If it's a paragraph, I'm like, I'm not going to like this. It's going to make me anxious. For more stuff,
what are we going to do? We've already agreed.
There's things I want to do. Robbie Krieger of the Doors. I'm a huge Doors fan.
Right, and I'm only going to book Robbie Krieger when you're free.
Right, but like he's like Robbie Krieger this date, and I'm like, oh, then I got to open another app that looks up calendars.
If it's something, is that hard for you? Really?
If it's something I can kind of do, but like it's really cramming my week up, I'm like, I do want to meet Robbie Krieger, but shit, man. And I'm going to be anxious. Like, I should do it. So I'm going to do it. But, man, it really just, like, now I got to do three shows in a row on Wednesday. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
I know, I get it. But I would rather you say, hey, you know what? It doesn't work for me.
But I don't know if it does, and I might want to talk to Robbie Krieger.
I think that's why, and you told me you're a huge fucking
Well, I thought that's why we hired Shannon, because she's hot and keeps these guys on the hook.
She's going to keep Robbie Krieger on the hook? He's
Goddamn
like 80
right
years
she
old.
Is. So what?
Yeah.
He doesn't know what Shannon
you
looks
put a
like.
Little beaded headband on her. She looks like the fucking,
She's like the girl from...
Yeah. All right, so tell him you're the Indian princess that died on the road that day, Jim Morrison, and you leapt into his body.
I'm going to tell you the three...
You didn't watch the movie?
I did it like 20 years ago.
Grow up.
I'm too old. I'm going to tell you how we're doing it. If you want to throw in some ideas, I know it's not going to go over well.
Can I tell you the things I thought of?
Let me say we're doing first.
But I think it's more funny to say the things I thought of. These probably aren't the answers. Of course, these are ridiculous.
I'll let you go. Are they going to be ridiculous?
I'm just trying to make you laugh.
Can I guess mine too?
Let me just say this, Jay. Yes, of course, Colin, please do. But I will tell you this. Time and time again, I will say this and die by this. The funniest person I know in my life and one of the kindest.
Thank you. I'm thinking we judge these whores on... No, I'm kidding. It's just funny to say. I hope they didn't hear that. That was just a joke.
Look, they just all walked out.
The kindness thing.
Nah, they don't know.
But they're actually all very sweet.
They're too dumb to know. Dude, look at them.
They don't know. It's not on in there.
Like a terrarium?
It's not in there. On in there.
Four guests,
I think it is.
One brain cell.
They just don't care. It is not in there.
More assholes than brain cells here tonight.
They tuned out 30 seconds. 30 seconds in.
There's a string that's keeping them occupied.
But I said, someone's got a laser pointer out. So I was saying that these were just jokes, essentially, but I'm like, is it sort of like that? I said, color consistency.
Okay. That is one of them.
Consistency.
Well, color's one of them. Consistency is weird.
It's color consistency. It's our way to put it, because here's the thing. Sometimes it looks great when the asshole is the same exact color as the butt cheek. You know what I mean? It's right. All just like one smooth thing.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it's nice if there's like a darker complexion or something and like a nice bright pink asshole.
Yeah.
It's nice to see.
Yeah, but that, by the way, that's color, and color for you could be whatever it may, you know, right. Makes sense for you.
I agree.
Contrast sometimes helps.
Yes. So
not always.
That
so
all
consistency
falls
is the wrong thing.
Under the umbrella of color.
Color.
Hue, brightness, contrast.
Yes.
It's all there.
Color is very important.
The next one I said was...
across the board.
Elasticity. And then I went with... elasticity. What could we get in this thing?
I got a question.
Yeah, well that's not going to happen.
Quick question. What's the... How would you test that? What's the...
That's the thing. It's going to...
Oh, Ralph's hand.
My fist.
And what's the scale? Like, is it like some sort of...
Well, from zero to Ralph's fist.
Okay.
Zero being the worst, Ralph's fist being the best asshole.
Being the take home.
I feel, we're going to need a bigger fist.
Ralph, get in there and clap, dude. So I said elasticity and talent.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Talent should be one.
Talent's an odd one. It's
talent?
That doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's like
maybe she could write something with a marker.
She's just the
Ace
Ventura thing.
I'll tell you what we have.
Maybe she could talk through her ass like Ace Ventura.
Yeah. That's not bad. Talent.
That's a talent. That's funny.
If one of these girls bends over and spreads her cheeks and goes, I want to ask you a question.
All right, this girl's already taking the lead.
This chick's pretty cool.
Do you have any other
roses at it? Mine was a before and after wash. Yeah, like you have a before bidet, after bidet. Let's see what's going on.
I see that, but I think they're all probably pre-cleaned.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
I have to assume they came in ready for competition.
I did Lisa Ann's podcast last week, and she was talking about, because she's been in that world for a long time, all the prep.
Asshole beauty pageants?
You don't
say.
3 years in a row.
Wow.
And all the, she talked about like these wipes that she used, like Kleenex wipes, but she would use them on her butthole to keep it super clean.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing color. What do we call it? Not hairlessness, Shannon. What do we call it?
They're grooming.
Grooming.
Okay.
Scent.
We have to go like take like a wine.
Yeah, like a fine wine. Okay. And then at the end is going to be overall attractiveness. So those are our three categories.
Mm.
So elasticity's
that involved. There's no touching. That's not happening. Right? Not
well, if they're elastic enough, you won't be touching that much.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Come on,
now. That thing slid right in there. Unimpeded.
Yeah, so those are the three.
Okay.
Color.
Yes.
Hairlessness or cosmetic.
Hairlessness is a bad thing too.
But it's cosmetic, not hairlessness. What do we call it? I just forgot it. You just said
grooming.
Grooming.
The thing is, I'm saying almost more.
But also
like
that
presentation. Maybe.
Yeah, fine. Presentation, because it could mean hairy could be good. It
grooming.
Could look good.
Grooming
so
was what
grooming
you
is the right word.
Yeah.
Color, grooming, scent.
We've hung out with Lucy before. I got a feeling Lucy Sunflower's got a hairy asshole.
Yeah.
So I don't want her to be.
No, not hairless is the wrong word.
Yeah.
So grooming.
Yeah.
color.
Well, grooming's the wrong way to put it, too. Just presentation.
Presentation.
Why are you yelling at me?
You're getting angry.
I'm sorry I don't answer your fucking emails, Ralph.
Ever.
I'm fixing your oh, someone English asked me, on the by fly. The way,
presentation.
Are you,
so
someone
far.
Asked me this. I keep forgetting to ask you this. Are you doing the Montreal, what is it called, Dirty Show thingy that's coming up? Are you involved with that at all?
It's already out.
The thing that has it already?
Yeah.
All right, so I forgot to ask you.
I hosted it, yeah.
Okay, so yes, you are. Someone asked me every week.
Yeah, that was one of the soul crushes of COVID was I was going, of all things, it's very weird that this is the case, but most shows, the host isn't like the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But on those showcases in Montreal, like the Nasty Show, like it's the host's show.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done it, it's been like Jeff Ross before. It was Bobby Slayton for years. Mm-hmm. So like I was hosting it.
Okay.
They asked me to host this year, which is great money and like just cool exposure. And like, yeah, COVID gone.
Oh,
and then I was I'm hosting one show at the Stand on one night they're taping. That's the Nasty Show this year.
Nice.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, so that's how we're going to do it. And it's each of us. We have a board here. Here's yours. Let me slide it over.
Is this mine?
This is it.
And so we will go.
We made the size of these in ratio to our cucks.
Yes, exactly.
Yep,
yours and I, oddly, are exactly equal.
Damn, man. You know what would bum me out so much, where it does bum me out, and it's going to change my mood for the rest of the show, is that this is probably the breakup of dick sizes by how we got these.
Well, he did.
No, I know he said it, but then it happened to be true, and that's what hurt.
Oh, I gotcha. So they're going to come in one at a time. We'll learn a little bit about them, and then once all three of them are in, they're going to apply the booty tape.
Tell us a little bit about your butthole.
Yes. So let's get it started, Shannon. Does that make sense? We're ready to do it? So I'll pick. Do you want to pick the first contestant?
Where do you
say?
No. Okay, I'll pick the first. By the order that they arrived. That seems fair.
Okay.
So Jem Jules came in first.
Don't bring in Jem Jules first.
All right, wait a minute, Shannon. He's changing his mind. So he says he doesn't want to get involved, and then he gets involved. That's what he does.
So mad, but I think I always have a lot to offer.
You do. Say it.
We're trying to have a fun SDR show here.
Exactly.
It's Jem's a party. Great chick. Hot.
Right.
Pulled her titties out outside. Unprompted.
Fuck.
Okay.
No one asked.
Wow.
But she did. It was great.
I was parking.
It was great. And, but... She walked. She was here early,
right? Which I like,
which is sweet. But she was also just kind of like here amongst a bunch of strangers. Then I showed up, came in big personality, made her laugh a bit. I think she like got comfortable. She knows Lucy from the internet. Doesn't know Lainey. Doesn't know any. So she's very alone here. She has no support system. Okay. Now there's Lucy, who
but
is
Lucy showed said, her butthole the second that she walked in.
They know each other from like something else. So. Lucy has been here a bunch of times. She's comfortable. And also, Honey, while new to the show, has done porn with Lucy.
Okay.
And she's also here with her boyfriend.
So do you think Lucy, Honey...
Like they're both not that nervous.
Do you think yeah. Lucy, then Honey, then Jem?
I think Jem should go last, yes.
Right. So in other words, when you had no opinion 30 seconds ago, now you have a very, very strict opinion.
But do it how you think's best.
Well, if I say no now, I'm a fucking asshole.
No, I'll just be over here with my little dick fucking dry erase board.
So we'll start with Lucy.
My little limp little dick dry erase board.
Jay's little...
Little limp dick dry erase board.
I'll be over here with my little board.
So back, I think, for maybe her third time on the show.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It'll be her asshole's third appearance.
Let's
her
bring in Lucy Sunflower right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Lucy Sunflower coming in.
Lucy Sunflower is up for multiple awards tonight, including Best Actress.
Hello, Lucy. Thank you so much for coming back. You're going to go right over there by the microphone.
Best Bush and Best Tits.
I'll take one, too, please. Bobby, you can grab two beers, please. I'm sorry, Bobby.
Formerly.
Yes, right there. Oh, look, that's a great shot, by the way. That looks great. Wow.
Formerly a key component of an anal ring toss.
That is great. So she was, let's go down memory lane with Lucy. The first appearance was in the Zoom chats back then, when right?
Decorate your bush or tits.
Yeah, and then the second would be anal ring toss.
Yes.
And now third time, we are here for the butthole beauty battle.
No.
B3
nope.
is actually
nope.
Is there a fourth?
guess. You're missing
fourth.
One.
What's the fourth?
The does this change the smell of your farts?
Oh, fart
yes, that's a good. I don't care. What do you want? Ultra or Bud Light?
The lights. All right, please.
Jesus Christ.
No, that's not. It's the opposite.
So they're both ultra. Sorry, what do I know? Sorry.
No. There one's ultra.
Thank one's warm much. As fuck, and one's
they're
cold.
All warm as fuck. All right,
these are cold. Okay, so
I feel like I'm at the spelling bee. What am I gonna spell?
Spell butthole.
Asshole.
What am I spelling? What's
Lucy,
the word?
By the way, did a bang bus with a massive hog.
Really,
yeah. Really took it to task too.
But by the way, also what. Lucy came to town on the fart thing. It really worked. That was shocking to me that those pills worked.
Air farts smelled like a flower.
It was wild. Bizarre. It was literally smelled like your last name really? At the end of it. It was
that's
pretty
so
wild.
Funny.
What's wrong? Are you in a beef with Bang Bros? You don't want me to?
I
want to
hear that, but I just
plug?
First reiterating that the pills actually worked.
Great, your farts smell great. Now. Damn, this dick was big, dude. And she fucked in a moving bus. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Are you talking about a big dick with a tiny little fucking board you got there?
Oh, so you're saying I don't know what a big dick is? The girl took a big dick. If and anyone. She showed her what the fuck was. She brought the Bronx to that dude's dick.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they made fun of me for being from the Bronx. That's on the bang bus because they're like, wait, are you from the Bronx? And I said, yeah, I am. So they put that in the scene, apparently.
You should have taken a razor blade apparently. And cut them from their ear to their fucking mouth.
It was fun. No, they're really
you should have
nice.
Opened them up. No, you let them know you're from the fucking Bronx.
Yeah.
Took off those
it
earrings.
Was so sketchy though.
Let me just because yeah. I need to sure. we need to move it along.
Yes,
I want to ask
yes.
a question.
What do you have tonight?
I just like
what do you
to
have
keep
going
it about
on
an hour.
What do we have going on after the show?
In the morning I'm gonna run 7 miles.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I thought I would hit it.
I've got
it. I thought
no
they'd hit it. Nothing? Oh, God damn it. They don't hit it. They're late
go
to late
go jog in the morning. Let's rush this. I'm sorry, Lucy. I'm sorry. We just want to see your butthole. No, Ralph doesn't want to talk to you at all, apparently. He's got a jog
so
in the morning.
Am I showing it
no,
off?
No, not yet. Calm down. Easy.
I'm just taking off my underwear.
No, Ralph just wants you to really rush, though. He doesn't want to really ask any more questions or any more
fun. I was going to ask.
Ralph's not looking for any more funny for the show at all.
I wish I could punch you in the face and that was socially right. acceptable.
It is. Two dudes?
It is. Couple of bros going at it. Couple of straight white males. Dude, no one gives a fuck about
how,
us.
I wonder how long I would last in an actual fight with you. Like, forget about our personalities. We're just, you and me, we never met before we have to fight. I wonder how long I would last. Probably not too long.
If you stay away for a while, you could probably tire me out quick.
Yeah. Having never thrown a punch in my life in a sort of fight.
But if I connect, dude.
I'd say you have
I've been playing ball. I've been playing ball again, dude.
You're like I'm a big dude.
You look like Frankenstein.
Yeah, I do. So you I have Frankenstein strength.
I look fucking yoked, dude? I've been playing ball again.
Sleeveless Jay is now just
Sleeveless
fucking,
Jay's a little intimidating.
What's up, dude?
Are you just leaning on your...
Am I yoked?
Can you take a breath for a second? Can you take a breath?
You knew it was ass all day. Look.
It was ass all day. Nice. So did you do anything to prep for today, or you just said, I'm good as I go?
I'm good as I go.
Oh, I like that answer.
How dare you?
You just woke
I'm
up
curious.
Like this.
How dare you?
I woke
you?
Up like
Lisa
this, exactly.
Lisa Ann told me that's what happened.
You're trying to fill her with self-hate about her own ass?
I'm
she
curious.
Loves it.
Oh, I make money off my ass, so I don't know about y'all, but I do. I so.
Yeah, fuck you, Ralph.
Not since the 90s. Not since the 90s.
Yeah, Ralph. Fuck you, dude.
No, I love Ralph.
That's right. That's really? The right answer.
Well, can we go for a jog together?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
I'd love to
tell you what. Ralph does not like hairy assholes, and I have a feeling he's going to turn on you.
Why are you basing your decisions on my decisions? How do you know what I like and don't like?
Because you can't jog with her because her ass hairs are going to hit her like fucking wind
Well, that's
sprints.
Why we have two other contestants who can
we don't
arouse
know.
Your fancy.
He's speaking for me without knowing anything.
You hate it.
That's what Jay does.
You hate a woman who's on
Jay comes in at the last minute and changes everyone.
I'm sorry, I fucking revel in femininity.
You do. You reek in it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You reek femininity.
I'm starting to immerse myself in femininity.
All right, we got to bring you the next
wow,
girl.
Wow, dude, you are not
go.
Woke
right,
at all.
I am going to mute your mic.
Nothing.
All right, we're going to bring you the next. Sit down, please, young lady.
Where am I sitting?
Any one of those three shows.
Ralph, you know I always do one and then miss three shows in a row, so I try to talk for three shows.
You know what, again, by the way, because you missed.
Can I tell you, I'm insecure enough. I'm not going to say another word the rest of the show. I'm so nervous. I'm like, oh, Ralph hates it. I'm talking.
Every time you miss an episode, the amount of fucking DMs I get is Jay quitting the show. And I will say it again. If Jay quits, I promise I will tell you. I'm not going to hide it.
No. He'll cry it to you.
It'll be the last
Right now, I believe we're bringing in Honey Bunny, right? Honey
Bunny's
coming
in. Honey Bunny.
All right.
The bookie's favorite. Las Vegas favorite.
Wow, we're going to have to lower that microphone for Honey Bunny. That is for sure.
Really short,
4 foot 11, dude.
Wow, Honey Bunny is
2 inches taller than Prince.
There we go.
Well, thank you for coming to the show, Honey Bunny.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? We know that Lucy Sunfeld is from the Bronx. What about you?
I'm originally from Florida.
All right, what
I'm
part?
I'm from Southwest Florida.
All right, I don't know where. I couldn't name a single town.
Yeah.
Wait, St. Petersburg, is that South Florida?
No.
Jacksonville.
I'm from Naples.
Naples. Dude. What's the M stand for on the jewelry?
Money.
Oh, okay, nice. I got one love. One love only, money.
I love money.
Did you do anything to prep your asshole today for this?
Did I? Well, I mean, I shaved it, and I like used some scrub.
Okay, that's you something. Shaved
that's
it?
Interesting. She
yeah,
shaved it.
With what? What do you shave it with?
With a razor.
A razor?
What kind of weird
yeah.
question?
Yeah.
What else would you shave something with?
I just don't
a
understand
pencil?
How do you
fucking
could...
buck knife, Rambo? What do you want her to do?
I thought you'd like use like a hair removal cream or wax or something. You don't shave down there.
By the way, that
I
would
get
make
high
sense.
Allergy to waxing, so I don't do it. But I do go get lasered.
Yeah, but
you're
not going at it with like
it
a Venus.
After a certain amount of time, it will stop growing back.
Let me just reiterate, Colm. She said I shaved it, and you said with what? Does that not allow for creams? She said shave.
Yeah, shave what? A fork.
I thought she was going to say like some sort of special asshole. Like
asshole
almost
device.
Like a spoon
like
knife.
A screwdriver.
Exactly. Like a Phillips.
With an axe.
Don't say anymore. Write it down. Shark Tank it. Don't even say anything more about it.
Barbara Corbett.
You're giving too much away. You got to get those
cut
patents.
Cut this.
Patent pending. Wait. Patent pending. Patent pending.
Yeah.
When Damon John was on the show from Shark Tank, he pitched a brilliant idea.
These girls are seeing someone, Ralph. You can't impress them.
What was the idea?
You know the guy from FUBU.
No, you had the idea. What was the idea?
I had the best idea for Shark Tank, and I'll say it 100 times.
I'm giving
times
you
the
floor here for that.
We're losing a lot of our celebrities to what I believe is masturbating while having a belt around their neck.
Right. Oh, God.
Robin Williams, the Limp Bizkit guy.
Linkin Park guy, right?
Yeah. I believe death by choking while trying to come.
Because it feels like the rush of heroin.
The rush of heroin, yeah. Yes. Which I was told, that's when someone called the show and said to me, that's the case. They're chasing like a rush. So I have something where you'd hang from it, but you have to acknowledge it every 30 seconds or it just releases you.
Yeah.
Because what's happening is they're passing out and then they're just hanging there for whatever. So if you, 30 seconds, you don't push the thing, it'll release you and you'll
you hold
pop
it,
back up.
Yeah. Go.
And Damon John did not want to invest in it.
But he said it was a good idea, not his market. Okay, so he doesn't want to slap a FUBU sign on the side of my fucking choke jerk system.
Yeah, but it's, you know what? It's 2021 now. Maybe it's different. Who knows?
A bunch of rappers.
But I'm saying save that idea.
Hell yeah. I got a Supreme Dry.
The next shark that comes
jerk
in,
belt.
We'll pitch your asshole screwdriver shaving
asshole
mechanism.
Asshole screwdriver shaving
but
device.
But will it be comfortable? I mean, I'm not trying to cut my
I don't
asshole.
Give a fuck if it hurts. I'm
so
here for results.
On you first. How about that? We practiced it
it's
on you
It's the
first.
Early days.
Wow, he's going to have to, the prototypes are going to have to be on
I'm handing
asshole.
The exposed boot.
Wait. It's they do make sanders that are like that, just little tiny sanders. It's the same kind. No, you could make this thing.
Like
you can wipe it like toilet paper.
Like when they carve the names into
it. Should
like
also, by the way, it should be like, if in my mind, you don't have to turn around. You're holding it here, and it wraps around, so you can just go like this, and it does it. So you don't have to twist.
What?
No, he's complicating
and
the
you
idea.
Old-timey, roll it up like an automobile.
So
no, it's
you got
just
a 10-foot electrical cord.
I don't want to have to do this. Like
it,
that's
I think it sits on your finger like a little.
You really thought this through.
Not a bad idea. And with the same mechanism as electric shaver.
Exactly.
All right. In a cone shape.
Yes.
All right, we got something here. I'm in. All right.
Say no more, though.
But can
no
it vibrate?
Patent pending.
Can it vibrate?
Trademark.
Can we add vibration to it?
All right, from Dallas.
How
novelty.
Many ways are we going to split this the fuck up?
I just want to add vibration to
Why?
It.
I told my mom to pick out a house today.
From Dallas Novelty, the exposed booty tape goes to Honey Bunny.
Oh, I think.
And let's bring in Gem Jewels.
Nice. Gem Jewels.
Take any seat you want, please.
Gem Jewels.
Gem Jewels, who showed you her boobies already, apparently.
We'll show the world.
The world? It's a big room. It's not that big.
Well, it was outside.
I mean, we are in somewhat of a private space.
She put it out to the planet, and whoever saw it.
Okay. It wasn't like, hey, Jay, get a little
bit. It could have been a guy on 34th Street with a telescope.
Come on, she
you
just walked in, guys.
Hey.
You guys are...
Oh, look at the height difference. How tall are you?
Oh, my gosh, right? Like,
wow.
No, you can put it up.
I like to
watch your head.
Five.
Watch your head up there.
I'm too tall for
How us. Tall are you, Jem Jewels?
I'm 5'9", but I like to believe I'm 5'10 or 11 because,
I'll let
like...
you have that belief.
Right.
Wait, okay.
My dick's 6 inches,
yeah,
but
fine.
I like to believe it's 7 or 8.
You identify.
I identify 7 or 8 inches.
So, Jem, I'm going to ask you first, where are you from?
It's the UK sizes.
I'm from Florida, but I'm like from Polk County, so I'm not from Miami like she is.
Right.
Like
she's not from Miami.
She's not from the west side of Miami originally.
Oh, the west side of Miami.
But she's from Miami, so she's really from Florida. I'm not. So,
okay, no, fair enough.
No.
And let's say you're not from where Epstein was, and we'll continue.
Did you do anything to prep your asshole today?
Oh my! I shaved my asshole. Like, right. Let me explain. Because
did you use columns?
What did you use? Like, out of curiosity, just a bit of a market research. Right. What did you use?
So I used a razor, but like for me, like my ass is so fucking big. Can I show my ass?
Not yet.
You shave her ass?
No. I mean,
who says no to that? But I was hitting with this bottle.
It's a competition.
Like that, you can do it. Yeah, like that.
Oh yeah.
I thought you meant exposed.
Why couldn't you show her naked butt cheeks if she wanted to? There are rules.
It's a competition.
There's rules.
No, it's a whole thing. It builds.
Wow.
Jay?
Wow.
It's a crescendo.
It's like finding out Bruce
Willis. The butthole. Columns on my team.
The butthole's crescendo.
It's a slow build. There's an appetizer.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, okay, Column. So, thank you.
I appreciate it.
He doesn't understand.
Jay's just too impulsive. He wants asshole now.
By the way, I've never seen a face before where I thought Jay might hit me. Never before.
He just doesn't finish that beer and throw it at your head.
I really look like
talking too much.
I never said you were talking too much.
Too eager for the fucking asshole.
I was asking these girls 100 questions, and Ralph goes, oh, we gotta move this along. Remember when you were on my team for that?
Yeah.
You're literally saying the opposite thing right now.
No. I still want to get to know the girls. That's my thing.
Me too.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you guys?
I'm sorry. I'm a fucking modern-day romantic.
All right. So we are going to hand this to Jem Jewels. This is the exposed booty tape to each of them.
Thank you.
And please take a seat. And do you have any other questions for the ladies before we get this going, Jay?
All you had so far was...
Where are you from? Did you do anything for your asshole?
I have one question, and I'm sorry if I forgot your name.
Lucy.
Lucy, when you were in the Bang Bros bus, you said...
Pull the mic out. You
said they made fun of you for being from the Bronx, right?
Yeah, but...
But you said apparently, and they left it in. You never watched back? You don't watch back your work? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, I haven't watched it,
haven't found time, or is it like you find it hard to watch yourself back? What's going on there?
Oh, sure. I just take my time with watching it, because I just let it die down a bit, and I haven't seen all of the scenes I've been in, because I like to take my time.
Yeah,
they're good.
I think
it was great, what I saw of it and stuff like that.
Me and Christine just did a video of us jokingly synchronized swimming. That we released, me shirtless in a pool. It was very brave of me.
Good. I liked it, by the way. I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it.
It's very brave, though.
Good. All right, so I think that the first thing that needs to happen is all three ladies have to put on the booty tape.
Right.
Right? So that's what I think it should be step one. We've not even opened this yet.
I feel...
You know, I'll take your microphone. I
feel like there should be some sort of a open...
I think I should probably sit over there, because I
agree, Ralph. You should go help them all with the tape, you creepy.
I'm trying to think of the best way for me to sit, because I'm in the way everywhere.
Let me open that for you there.
Do you guys want me to hold your butt cheeks open with my cheeks?
Jay was right, by the way. It's only one set per person.
Oh, a lifetime supply. What are you going to wash them and reuse them?
And is it one size fits all?
Shannon, should I get in three, or am I okay over here? Whatever you think, Shannon.
I can already tell. Is there two of those in there?
Your head right now is terrible.
I know. I think there's a bunch. Over there.
Yeah.
Oh, there are a bunch, Ralph. Come over. Yes.
Yeah. Ralph, join the boys. Ralph.
It looks in the picture in the back like you put the two part, the bottom of the wishbone, on your butt crack.
Let me slide by.
And pull.
Let me slide by. Let me slide by there.
By the way, Colin, do you notice? I like it has like 3M tape on the back. You can get ass. Asshole exposure tape or printer ink.
Just some insulation.
I need help. All
right. Oh, I don't. My mic is off.
This is when we get to see three enemies.
Be born.
Come together. They should be like any other competition. They'd be slapping the tape out of each other's hands. That's what I like about the asshole competition.
I think the two part,
the camaraderie.
Get one of those cameras on them, for God's sakes. They're helping each other. They're assisting.
Assisting. Yes, Ralph.
Oh, hey.
Yes, Ralph.
Hey. Totally intended.
Fucking legend.
This is hard to use.
I don't know. Is it? I have no idea.
It's like tape.
It's tape.
It is.
It's just regular.
It's in the name, girls. It's in the name. It's booty tape. It is tape.
I mean, like three hands.
Try the other one. Booty tape.
All right, that one, like this.
Yeah.
I think you should have your ass ready when you pull the stuff off. It's like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, I would say that maybe there's two sets in each.
And honey, am I correct? It looks like the two parts pull back, right? Is that what's happening here?
Jay's acting like, maybe I should.
Well, look at the picture on the back of the box.
You gotta follow Jay's lead.
Look at this, ladies. See that?
If I put these sides first and then pull it.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. And so the two should be towards the middle. And
honey,
the
fun fact, honey graduated MIT, summa cum laude.
She's looking at you and doesn't know any of those words. She used
the other one.
Why are you speaking Spanish right now?
If this works, I'll be very impressed. You put the two.
No, Jim, you're
not
gonna
that
put
close.
That, no, you don't put that part on.
No, that's right.
No, honey's doing the right thing.
Yeah, honey's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Pull it.
There we go.
Pull it.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. All right.
So here's another one.
That's like putting on a pull-up.
Oh, it's coming off. That's okay.
Is it?
That's good.
Yeah.
Got too much.
All right.
Oh my goodness, it's sticking to itself.
There we go. By the way, I'm 51 years old, and this is what I'm doing. I'd like to point that out.
All through quarantine, everybody being locked inside, Lucy Sunflowers maintained a great ass.
Maybe she, you know, ran with me every day.
All right, who's next?
Didn't hit.
Don't you should unpull them. I feel like you're gonna stick on each other.
I love those. It really does spread the butt.
It does.
Yeah.
There we go. Look at that. Perfect.
Listen.
Okay.
All right. Let me say this. When you go to the next rounds, I would try and spread their cheeks first and then put it on.
Right. Ralph, you are a piece of shit,
what?
Dude.
Garbage. You.
Yeah.
Her fucking boyfriend's right there.
Maybe he could help spread the butt cheeks.
How dare you?
It's the boyfriend.
Let the boyfriend spread the butt cheeks.
He's the head of a cartel. You have fucked with the wrong bull now, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I would say,
no, I'd
really
say lower.
Yeah, lower.
Well, that's you're going crazy. Wow. It's stuck it's to like itself. It's wrapping around itself.
It's a real science experiment, Jay.
Do we have enough? I think we're running out of tape.
That comes in the box.
Though. Yeah, there's a couple that come.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's a lifetime supply.
Hell yeah.
There are a bunch in the box. I said.
All right.
Yeah, I know these.
No, we're gonna do this one. Okay?
I feel like there's a. You know what I think the problem is. You shouldn't take the whole thing off. Just take the base off.
Right. Okay, fine.
No, too high, Lucy. Too high. Way too high.
This is like one of those funny porns. where they do like a parody of the Three Stooges.
No, Lucy, you're rushing and you're not doing the right thing. No, Lucy. What? God damn it. No, that's a mess.
What you just
put tape on her butt. That's all you did.
You have to spread it.
Come on. It won't stick. She's lubed up.
This is frustrating to watch. Oh, my God.
No, you know, you put monkeys in a typewriter long enough, they'll spell something eventually.
I'm going to stop drinking because if not, Christine's going to have to drive home. That's going to be an equal frustration.
There we go. That's the right attitude.
Boom.
There you go.
Boom.
That's what we're talking about. That's getting a...
That's a good pull right
that's
there.
That's a meat and potatoes right there. That's a meat and potatoes.
I think you could get more stretch on that, but whatever.
Yeah.
All right, stay still.
That's just stuck.
All right, wait, more? All
right. I think so.
I think the fishnets need to go.
Yeah, maybe.
But the lower you go, the more it's going to pull. Lucy, you're doing the wrong side of the tape altogether.
Lucy just stuck it to the front of her shin.
Lucy's playing a whole different game.
Lucy's sabotaging this on purpose.
Yeah, Lucy wants the others to lose.
Lucy's strapped up. Lucy. Her asshole is showing. Her asshole is winking at me right now.
Lucy, are you trying to open up her shoulder blades?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's strapped up
Give me some knuckles on that one, Bobby. You're always there for me.
She's strapped up like Tom Brady now. Yeah.
Oh, man. Overdoing is giving these girls lots of, like,
she tore ACL.
Glue infections in their assholes. That's all that's happening.
Her butt looks like Damian Lillard's shoulders. That was for you, Dylan.
That's not working at all.
No one else is going to get
it. Was that a basketball reference?
Thank you. Yes.
I think is it possible to lower the fishnets? I think that's fucking up.
You
got to
drop the fishnets.
Oh, now it's getting creepy, dude. I'm going to leave. I don't like what you're saying right now.
It's not. It's the fishnets.
Hey, why don't you lose the fishnets if you want to get out of here?
Hey, toots. Come on, baby. Hey, toots.
No.
Hey, you want to see your parents again?
You want to get seen in the industry? Dylan, just drop a little bit. I know it.
I'll give you fives across the board. Drop the fishnets.
Listen. I'm going to send this tape to people.
I competed in a competition when I was younger called Odyssey of the Mind.
Oh, I thought you were going like to say this. That you competed in
it
this
was?
Competition.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
And now, they're, like look, by the way, they're working together.
They are.
They're using
South
tools.
South Philly asshole of the year.
They figured out how to use
1992.
Tools.
1992.
Yeah. And three.
Oh, look, they got some, oh, look at that. That's some real grip strength over there.
Crank it loose.
I don't have hope in this for me.
All right. Okay. By the way, you know, this. If you have to assist yourself when you're in position.
We got this.
I got this.
I dropped it.
Wow.
Don't have on any
awesome.
Fishnets.
That's okay.
Oh, thank God. That's better. I think it's better that you don't have the fishnets on.
We're going to need some bigger tape.
I think this is going to work. Whoa.
Oh,
that was a mic drop.
No.
A mic drop.
How did the mic even
I got it.
That's all right. Honey has saved the microphone.
Like oh my God.
Meanwhile, there's vaginas and assholes
ladies,
everywhere.
Now that the tape is on.
How long it takes to get the, yeah. the camera rolling.
Is there a fucking, is there a Magnum version of these for her ass?
Yeah, adult size? Give me some of that Magnum asshole tape.
All right, now we're just for the audio listeners.
She's going to rip her hip skin off.
We are putting the third
she's
round
got, she's
of booty
She's got a girl
on
each cheek.
Yeah, they really, but see that, you got to pull.
Can I ask you a question, ladies? Would you mind trying, for the sake of argument?
Yeah, because they're going too high.
Could you open your butt cheeks, if you wouldn't mind, Jen? Wait, and then start inside her butt cheeks.
You kind of got to.
And then do the pull.
Yeah.
That's what we were thinking the whole time.
The fold isn't, you got to go deeper.
You gotta
go way deep with the tape
it's
in there,
great.
And then the more you stretch, it really pulls the ass cheeks.
Now you think, there we go. See, now honey's
on
board.
You guys are like little butthole oompa loompas.
Down and in. Okay, now and now, wait! Don't just start taping.
There you go.
Pull. Give everything
tape.
You've got.
Heave.
Wait. 1, 2, 3. Pull.
Heave.
Pull.
Yes. Yeah.
Pull her up. Wait. No, honey, you gotta pull harder. It sounds like I'm being like trivializing.
I'm a creep?
Hey, honey.
See, like, all right, look, I think there's gonna have to be some hand. Yeah, you're gonna have to do some hand assistance.
How dare you, Ralph? You are a pig.
Ralph, you were just yelling at them to pull harder.
I was just telling them how to use the tape.
I'm gonna be honest, if I knew Ralph was gonna be such a pervert, I wouldn't have signed up for
this. This is fucking weird.
Creep.
Ralph, what a perv.
Fair enough, Colin. Thank you.
Huh?
I said, I agree with you.
You can leave them off if you'd like to.
Okay. Yeah, it's up
clothing
to you.
Is your choice.
Okay, Jay, you're going to go around first because it's easier for you.
Yes, what am I?
Okay, and we're gonna, I think just because we'll do all three in one round each because we're already 50 minutes into this.
Yeah, well, 40.
40, sorry, looking at the wrong thing.
No, don't worry about
does anyone
what do you have tonight?
I like to keep the shows about
it. He's going jogging.
I'm going jogging. No, I'm not meeting. Why do you always think I'm meeting someone?
Who are you meeting?
Shannon's been here since 10 in the morning. I have care for the staff.
Shannon, should the show be funny or fast?
Can it be both? Her mic's off.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, there you go. Bam. Shut up, Jay. Boom.
Say another word.
Pow. Zoom.
I'm going to judge right now. 10, 10, 10.
Does anyone feel more exposed because of the tape? Or do you just feel like...
Who feels more exposed?
Hold the mic. Grab the mic when you're talking, please.
Oh. Don't you yell at them.
I said please.
Chauvinistic cunt.
Yeah, but it was like bossy, please.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Could you clean up after yourself, please?
Please. Please, ladies, please.
Mike, to your mouth.
If you guys wouldn't mind picking up the tape stuff,
come
please.
Come on.
That's not nice.
I mean, for God's sakes, it's embarrassing. Please.
He's like,
I said, I wonder who feels more exposed out of these women.
Yeah, right now, I don't know.
Me.
I feel I just feel like it was...
Emotionally.
I mean, just the tape.
That's him.
All right, Jay, here's what I feel we should do.
I'm chilling.
Shut up, Jay.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put it on you, Jay. I will let you decide because you are you're running the rails right now. You ready? We have three rounds. Do you want to do them one at a time, or do you want to do each of us do all three? I'll let you decide.
Whatever you want to do.
It's got to be one at a time. Are you crazy?
Okay, one at a time.
What type of competition is it?
All right, before we go any further, we have great news for fans of Yo Kratom, the best supporters of our style of comedy.
Yay.
Why, Vampire? Do you know why?
They like it filthy.
They just launched Yo Delta.
Buttholes are my jam.
Does the vampire like the buttholes?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you bit the necks.
I do. But also, if you fuck the buttholes, blood comes out.
Oh, my God. And that is true. Why? Because we've got the brand new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long.
Get loose, motherfuckers.
So if you're over the age of 21 and living in a majority of the states where this is legal, it's time to stock up and enjoy the summer of Delta 8.
Yes. It's going to be a wild summer.
Did
Delta 8, titties, chicken fights.
The Delta Pyre? Delta Pyre? Is that what you're going by now?
Is the Yo Delta Vampire.
Has the Yo Delta Vampire ever done the Delta 8 while having the anal sex?
Oh, boy. It's like three paupers. It loosens you right up. It makes your bunghole accepting.
Delta 8 is something that is found legally in weed and can be shipped nationwide and get you high.
Dope.
How do you feel about it, Delta 8 Pyre?
That shit is mad lit.
If you go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS, and you get a 25% off your entire order. That's YoDelta.com, promo code GAS.
Yay.
Get 25% off, and you too can be like the Delta Pyre.
Enjoy. Watch a cool old movie. May I recommend Roadhouse?
Let's get back into it. Jay, you're going to go first.
No, you go first.
You're going to go first.
Oh, you go first. I'll go last.
Why don't you have our guests go first?
No. All right, let's go. Hit me.
All right,
hit me.
Colin, grab. You're not going to grab your board. You're going to go out there right now. Ladies.
I have to go over there.
Please get on your chairs and turn around.
You are not good.
This is it. The American dream. This is why I swam here.
Oh, my God. Ralph, I have a 19-year-old daughter I just put in a...
Why is she not in this?
Oh.
Papa! The streets...
Are we good? Right, go around, Colm.
The streets are paved with women's assholes, I swear.
Colm's going to judge.
What am I... Just looking?
You're looking now. You're doing... we're doing color. Oh, we're doing presentation.
Oh, Ralph.
You're judging all three?
Yeah, okay. I think we should do all three.
Okay, so color.
Presentation.
Why gotta be black?
And scent. Color, presentation, and scent.
Can you
spread yourself a little further?
What are we doing here?
All
right, she did it. She did it and you walked away. You're fucking...
Oh, no, yeah. I'm checking them out. All right, I'm going to go in for now.
Can Colm talk into the mic if he's
gonna grab your mic, Colm. Grab the mic. Where are you doing that?
All right. Yeah, I like what I see so far. You know, one of them has a bit of damage, but I'm not. You'll find out. One of them caught a grenade in war, but colors are good. All right. I think I've made my decisions.
Okay. So you're gonna come here and you're gonna start filling out.
Okay.
Was it one out of 10?
It's 1 to 5 on each round.
Okay. 1 to 5?
Yeah, 1 to 5.
All right. Okay, Jay. Go get in there, Jay. You need to get your nose right in there.
All right, so now Colm is coming down to fill out his forms while Jay grabs the mic, and Jay's going to go down the road, starting with Honey.
Honey is a fair-skinned, I would call it.
She is fair-skinned.
And then going into
Florida gal.
Into a real pink winker, which I can appreciate.
Fair, fair.
Moving on.
Wait, scent. You didn't do any scent.
Oh, I got to pick up the...
Nice.
I'm getting
a burgundy.
I'm letting it dance on my palate. Oh, man. I'm getting flicks of piney flicks.
I'm sorry.
Jim, if you would please.
Jim, please spread.
I would... Jim, if you wouldn't mind.
Once again, another left.
Nice. There's a color spectrum as it goes towards the inside.
Good vintage.
By the way, reminiscent of an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Oh my God.
Something that seems like a. It's like I like where the pussy almost takes like a long lip run right into the asshole. It's classic work. Hello. Okay. Okay. Ah, my old friend Lucy Sunflower. It winked. It recognized me. Yes, always a little bit of hair dancing around it. You know, I don't have a problem with that myself, Ralph. I'm not a piece of shit like you.
Well, you're really laying it thick on me tonight. It hurts me. I'm fragile.
You attacked me. You hit me first. Also, a color spectrum around, which I kind of do enjoy. It's different, you know, it's how the sunlight hits it.
The sunflower?
The sunflower hits it. And scent, yes, yes. Lovely ladies, thank you very much.
All right, Jay, leave the mic right here. I'm gonna go next. So bring it over here, please.
Oh,
thank you, sir.
I'm next.
I would like to say this, Jay. Yes. It is obvious that you took your job very seriously, and you definitely put the work in. I appreciate it.
Did you get your nose in there for a good scent?
I did.
You got your good scent?
All right, I'm gonna go around now.
To me, it's like Uber ratings. Like on scent, it's gonna be 0 or 5.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All right, so you guys are going to go. I'm going down the road now. So I'm going to start. I'm going to do left. My right to left, which is Lucy, then Jem, then Honey. So I'm going over now. I'm on the other mic now. So I'm going to look. And I will say this, by the way. Oh,
it's Jem.
Okay, so I will say this. I'm impressed because I thought it would be hairier. It's not. I do like the color scheme. Very much so. And I think that it's very complementary to the skin around it as well. So that's very, very solid. So now we'll move over. Can you spread around, please? Okay. It's a very, I would say, tight and almost like monochromatic over here, which I'm pretty impressed with. And okay, now we'll go here. All right, this is the lightest hue that I've seen. Okay, all right. I like it. All right, I'm good. I think I've made my decisions as well.
Judging from afar.
All right, let me put this mic back.
Can we get one last look for the judges? One last spread them for the judges, please. Okay, there we go.
Now we're doing 1 to 5. 5 being best, 1 being worst, obviously. And it is on your left is Honey. In the middle is Jem. Let me do this here. And then Lucy Sunflower. All right, Phil, do you have any like Jeopardy music or something we could play while we're doing the tallies?
I did it free.
Just a little bit of a
calculating.
Can I read mine first?
I'm not ready yet.
But
I still have one last.
I'm ready though.
Can we get another one last point for the judges, please? One last peep for the judges.
Jem, if you wouldn't mind.
We got Jem.
Jem, you don't have to listen to a fucking word we say.
Okay, I've
leave your butthole
decisions.
Shut as long as you want.
I will say this to all the ladies before we do any judging. First of all, everyone here, a round of applause for these ladies. This is fucking. When do you get to do a butthole beauty battle, the B3?
Ralph, look, their buttholes are clapping.
Oh, it's beautiful. What was, by the way, the singer of Weedus is also BBB. Remember B3? This is his name.
Oh yeah.
So two B3s in a row.
Bag.
All right, so now
you don't get Ralph's 50-year-old guy references.
There's no doubt in my mind this is a tie.
All right, so now I think we're gonna. That's a good question, by the way. How do we decide if it's a tie?
Be a tie,
Jay, I'm gonna let we're gonna tally. We gotta tally the scores,
it's
but
the talent comes in.
Yeah. All right, so Jay, we'll start with you. Let's hear how you roll.
Out of a possible 15 points, ladies, you could turn around now.
Yeah,
I feel
you could start feeling
assholes facing.
I really appreciate the. They really are giving it their all. They're like,
damn, look at that. Jem's ass beat the tape.
Come on. Nice.
Her ass beat the fucking tape.
Wow.
Out of a possible 15 points.
Who are we doing first?
Honey.
Okay.
Honey.
First.
Yay. Good for you, girls. Nice spirit, you know? We're in this together.
I gave her a total of, out of 15 points, I gave her a total of 14.
Okay, 14.
Okay.
14 for 14.
Do you guys want me to go through everybody?
Yeah, I think you should give all three.
Jem, a possible 15 points. A perfect 15.
Perfect 15 for Jem.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Wow.
So 14.
It's a great asshole.
Do you want to discuss where the point drop was for Honey?
No.
No. Okay,
yeah.
Right.
No.
I'm just curious.
God,
okay.
What was it?
No, it's okay.
That's a woman
curious.
Who cares.
Yeah, you're right. That's fair enough. Okay, continue.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, just as I said, no one got less than a 4 in anything.
Right.
These are great assholes.
By the way,
I just know if I put 5s across the board, we would look ridiculous.
I gave 4s and 5s across the board.
Yeah, me too.
For the most part, yeah. Hey,
there's no busted assholes here.
No, except
just
mine.
Us. Yeah. Hey.
Mine would be 2s at best.
And it was. I mean, it's a neck and neck for first through third here. And Lucy, out of a possible 15, got 13.
Okay.
Everyone's got a great asshole here.
Yes.
This is it.
Okay, so now just so
but there has to be a winner.
There has to be a winner. So you have 14, 15,
13.
Column is up next.
Can I just say, first of all, thank you so much for being a part of this, girls. You should be, even if you don't go home with the crown tonight, you guys should all be proud of yourself for
the
even getting this far.
You're all queens.
You got
you're
this this far. And you know what?
And by the way, we really appreciate you all doing this. Thank you
there,
so much.
Behind every great man
is a beautiful
woman's asshole.
Exactly. There are no winners tonight, just so you know.
And Shannon, are you tallying up the actual full?
This is
Shannon.
Yes, I am.
You tell, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so Colin was starting again.
Some of that
left
accent.
To right.
It was a beautiful speech. Can you have freedom at the end of that?
Yeah, very close all around. You know, I feel like had it been out of 10, it would have been easier to differentiate. But straight off the bat, honey, you got it. You got it. Out of 15, you got 14 from me, from my little Irish friend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
One of the better asses I've seen. Jem also coming in at 14.
Oh,
that's a split
you.
Tie. Then Lucy, now I feel bad because I added love afterwards, but you came in at 13. But listen, that's not to say you came in second. Joint force and second. That's not bad.
All right, so just to reiterate, 14, 14, 13.
Yes.
From left to right.
Yes.
Okay. So now I will do mine. I don't even know what the totals are going to be, but Shannon's tallying them.
So am I.
Honey, for me, you got a 14.
Yeah.
Jem, 15. Lucy, 14. So 14, 15, 14 for me.
Okay, wow. Okay, I think I...
So think now I, Shannon is tallying up
know.
The scores.
I know, too, yeah.
Oh, wait, this mic is falling apart there. All right, so now, how about this? Do you want to go start with third, second, and first? Can we start with third place?
Yeah.
Sure.
Third.
In third place.
Or last.
I mean, at a possible 45... Coming in with 40 is Lucy.
Wow, Lucy. Congratulations. Wow.
I mean, really, it's just an honor to be nominated. Let's be honest.
Hey, yeah.
Podium.
This is fun. I don't care.
Podium finish.
With 42, coming in second place is Honey.
Oh, Honey.
And at 44, am I correct about this, Shannon? At 44.
Wow, 1 point shy of perfect.
Wow.
1 point shy of perfect. Jem.
All right.
Yes!
I wish
there
we could see.
There she is.
Miss Butthole Queen.
Miss Beautiful Butthole Contest.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. After childbirth, I never thought my asshole would be the same.
Where did your baby come from?
But it's better.
Don't you play the music. Don't play her out. You let her fucking speak. This is the moment.
I never thought it'd be the same.
Brought to you by Ford.
Yes. Oh, no, no. I don't say anything. Yes.
Can I just say...
No, if, I love your speech.
If there was a performance element added to this, I would have to just say, honorable mention, Honey was twerking and shaking. And,
that's true.
And she was doing a whole lot up there.
Yes.
Now, in the end, it didn't help you,
the
but, you know, I appreciated it.
What
was that?
Stretchable?
That's
stretchable
butthole.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, but
that's most stretchable. Yeah, everybody won those. Honey won Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, there's other honorable mention categories. Do we want to do first with them, or do you want to just do plugs?
Well, we want to do it for two.
Yeah.
Lucy's done her first before. But
okay,
yeah,
so grab the mic. We'll start with you.
It'll
Jem,
be quick.
Please.
Just so you know, despite her party-style looking asshole, Jem, a dork.
Oh, fair.
Talked outside.
Why?
Not a dork. I mean, you know, a prude. Prude.
So just so you know, Lucy's done the show before, so she's answered these questions, I believe. But we ask everyone that's ever done the show their first experience with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. We start with rock and roll, and we just mean the first concert you went to on your own that you wanted to go to. No one dragged you. It doesn't have to be rock, obviously, but the first concert you went to.
Hold on.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on.
This is wild.
First time.
Hold on one second.
Ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
Thank you, Shannon. I forgot that, you know.
First time.
Oh, now we're hitting it twice. There we go. No, we don't need to do that. Oh, we're hearing it again.
Ever
that's weird.
I saw
what the hell kind of shit show? Okay, so the first concert you ever went to?
Concert. So I've never been to a concert before,
but
when I was younger, me and my brother, my sister, we went to see this little talent show or whatever. It was called the Peanut Butter Company. So I guess it's a concert. You know, we were young, but
so you've never been to any sort of show
ever.
Wow.
The word is a young Menudo was there.
Wow, it's fancy. All right, honey, the first concert you ever went to?
Peanut Butter.
It's the same. I've never been to a concert.
Wow, that's weird. I think that's weird. Am I? Is it?
No, I was a bad. No, I was a bad teenager, so I was like living on groundation.
Okay. But I almost be like just all tatted up and stuff. I would have sworn you went.
Yeah, I've seen you been to a concert. It's weird. That's funny. All right, so now we do the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
No, we had Lucy's on the show before, so she asked these questions.
I would have to say coke.
Okay, how old were you?
I was like 23.
Okay, and did you love it?
Yeah.
Jam, you?
I've never done anything besides weed. But
wow, Sister Jay was right. You nailed it.
I've done weed. Is that how you say
it? Man, you really sound like you know what you're talking about there. Wow.
I smoked the marijuana.
Sure, sounds like a dealer.
She's a role model for the kids out there.
I know, right? Do I ask for one weed or two when I go get one?
Did you enjoy the weeds?
I love the weeds. It was fun. My first time. But now I'm like great. Super paranoid.
That's so good. I'm not allowed to ask how old she is because she's never been to a concert, never done any drugs. It seems like
I'm 22.
Okay, that makes sense.
How fucking dare
she answered willingly, so I'm going to beat you
she
up.
She felt pressured by you.
I'm going to beat you up after this.
She was worried you weren't going to let
her leave. I think I can take you. I've been running. All right, now, the first time you had, how did you put it better outside? Consensual, you said something else.
Sex?
Yeah, but you didn't say consensual sex. You said consensual something else.
Wait, did you guys get burnt in the
you
past?
You said something else.
What was your first sexual experience? And then
no,
the
but
sex,
you have to like, say no, consensual no. sex experience. First time you had sex.
Consensually.
How old was I?
Yes.
Well, what's the story?
What's the story?
the story?
You can lie if you want, I think.
Yeah, well, there was this...
She goes, I fell into a tiger habitat.
Yeah, I was like 13, kind of happened.
How old was the guy?
Like 17.
Oh, that's not so bad. That's kind of cool. I think that's legal in some states with Romeo and Juliet laws.
Did you say kind of 17?
How the fuck did you look that up? You creep. I am prepared to walk off this show.
I have a card in my
wallet. Romeo and Juliet laws. Don't wait a minute.
Was it a one-off thing or some guy you were dating?
Oh no, it was a one-off thing. He wasn't even mine.
All right. Nice. And you, young lady?
I first had sex for my 14th birthday.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
He had a really big dick.
Someone organized? Did you ask?
His dick was huge. Even now, like, it's like a big dick to me because I remember, like, it just being, oh my gosh, humongous. I was young, so.
All right, next, come on.
How big was it? How big?
Like this?
Oh my gosh, I can't even remember. I know it was, like, really big, though. I mean, every guy should be, like, your first guy should be, like, really big, so.
Really? I would think the opposite.
No?
How dare you?
Like,
that's all of our feelings.
Like, I gave you
a perfect
We all gave you fucking perfect
score.
Give it back.
How dare you?
All threes now. All three.
Right. No. True.
You do need a big dick to get through all that butt cheek.
Did you take it? But did you take it all? Like, I mean, because of your virginity.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't think I sucked his dick the first time. I was like really ill at sucking dick. Now I'm like a sucking dick monster.
Whoa, all right, well.
Yeah.
I'll suck your dick.
I completely understand that.
Let's do this. First of all, again, to the ladies, to Colm, to everybody here, let's give a round of applause.
Look at the competitors bonding.
And now we'll start here and we'll go with plugs. Anything you want to plug? Like websites, Instagrams, anything?
Oh, HoneyBunnyBA, my Instagram, my Twitter. You can find me by that name pretty much anywhere. I have it linked under the same name, HoneyBunnyBA.
Okay, thank you very guys. Much. And to the
she has a bachelor's in honey.
Honeying. Jem?
So I just got my Instagram deleted this morning, so I have a new
one. What the fuck?
I know, right? I'm so tired. This is my third Instagram.
Too much coronavirus.
Too much butt cheek. Too much butt cheek. Showing my asshole. That's how I got there. Jem's a jewel. So GMSAJEWEL.
And Jem's a jewel.
Yeah, for Instagram. Mm-hmm. And for Twitter, it's Jem the Jewels.
Jem the Jewels. With an S.
With an S. Okay. GMTHEJEWELS.
Okay, great. Thank you. And lastly, Lucy.
You can find me on allmylinks.com/sunflowerlucy.
It's a good way to do it. Makes it easy. Oh, my gosh. Jay, yours? Oh, sorry. Our guest first. I apologize. Colm. Yeah.
Just check out my podcast, The Wizard of Pod. It's available everywhere.
That's it. Simple enough.
Please.
Thank you, guys.
Ladies, thank you so much. Jay.
BigJComedy.com. A whole bunch of dates come. I'm on the road pretty much every weekend throughout the year. So coming up this weekend, Tampa Improv, Friday and Saturday. There's tickets still available. Get those. Weekend after that, Denver, Colorado. That Sunday, me and Ari Shaffir will be in Pittsburgh at the Improv. And the weekend after that, San Diego. I'll be at the American Comedy Company. And then every weekend, more and more. Great. Charlotte, North Carolina is coming up really soon.
And Legion and Bonfire, obviously.
Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network. And Bonfire, Monday through Friday. SiriusXM Faction Talk 103.
Awesome. Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton, my other podcast on health and wellness. The Good Sugar Podcast comes out every Monday with the founder of Juice Press. I'm on Lisa Ann's podcast this week, Shuley's Edgar's podcast this week, and I'll be on Chip Chipperson tomorrow.
Agar.
What did I say, Edgar?
Yeah, you did say Edgar. You knew you said Edgar. That's why you repeated it when you said, did I say Edgar? The thing I thought it was. Agar.
And just follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. Ladies, Lainey, Shannon, your plugs, please.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And we have interesting people like comedians, musicians, porn stars, reality TV people, and they talk about their bad dates, their street fights, and their experiences with the paranormal.
Okay, Paul, you have any plugs? We never asked you that before.
Nope, no plugs.
Okay, fair enough.
Bobby Hutch will be glory holing on 42nd Street.
I'm sure he will. Lainey, thank you for pulling this off. Boyfriend of Honey, thank you for not beating us up. And,
thank you, boyfriend.
Let's
of
do this. It seems like a fitting song. Spinal
He's
Tap.
He's in the cartel, dude. You're fucking dead.
He's like, I ain't intimidated by you. Fucking three dorks.
We add that to the playlist. The STR Shortcomings Life playlist.
This guy's got a fur car outside. I saw it.
I believe it 100%. All right. Round of applause for everyone. Thank you so much. See you next week on the STR Show. Peace.
Listening to the SDR Show.